small wineries around the country are proving they can make a product people want to drink and socialize around. While the businesses can't compete on the level of those in, say, California's Napa Valley, it turns out the upper Midwest has good soil and microclimates for grapes and fruits. In the next story in our series, High Tolerance, Patty Murray reports wineries are having a multi-million dollar economic impact on Wisconsin.
Steve Johnson surveys his grapevines at Kewaunee's Parallel 44 Winery.
Even though from your mindset you're like, this is Wisconsin, this is like beer country, Packers, frozen tundra, not wine country, but...
Johnson bought his 25-acre former cornfield near the shores of Lake Michigan in 2006. He now has 8,000 vines.
But we chose this place because from a grape-growing perspective, it was the ideal spot because you need the proximity to the lake. And this is right on top of the escarpment. Actually, it's a form of gravel pit. So I searched a lot of soil maps and chose this place. And I realized it's a perfect place to grow grapes, but it's kind of off the beaten path. So...
Parallel 44 opens the doors of its tasting room to thirsty tourists on their way to or from Door County. Inside, the magic happens in the tank room.
These are what you call your fermentation aging vessels. So the key thing on these tanks is the banding on the sides. This is a coolant that runs around the perimeter of the...
As its name indicates, Parallel 44 is on the 44th parallel. If one traveled about 4,000 miles east, they would end up in the famous wine regions of Bordeaux or Tuscany. Johnson says the region's soils of the local geography, known as the Niagara Escarpment, are good for hybrid cold hardy grapes. And Wisconsin wines are drawing wine tourists. A 2016 study by Michigan State University found wine tourists spent nearly $50 million in 2015. Author Dan McColl is an associate professor of community sustainability at the school. He says those visitors aren't necessarily connoisseurs.
The quality of the wine doesn't need to be the highest. It doesn't need to rival France or California. It just needs to be good enough. And then people can have a very nice experience because some of the wineries in Wisconsin are quite beautiful, and they offer wonderful tasting room experiences for people who may never go to Napa or, you know, to the Loire Valley of France.
McColl's study also showed wineries provide employment to people in rural areas where manufacturing and other industries have shut down. A 2013 study done by UW Extension showed Wisconsin provides more than 700 wine-related jobs. Ripon, once known as Cookie Town, is an example. Two cookie factories closed in 2015 and 2016. The Vines and Rushes Winery planted its first vines in 2007 in Ripon. Owner Ryan Prelwitz says he now produces up to 70,000 bottles a year. Prelwitz is also president of the Wisconsin Winery Association. He says there are around 100 wineries statewide.
There's easier ways to make money than owning a winery. One of the old jokes in the industry is the only way to make a small fortune in the wine industry is to start with a large one. And so there's easier businesses to run than something that's as vertically integrated as this one.
But that hasn't stopped wineries from growing. And more established alcohol interests in the state haven't always been welcoming. Wisconsin's powerful Tavern League has opposed letting tasting rooms stay open past 9 p.m., which wineries say hurts their ability to host weddings and other events. Prelwitz says even though Wisconsin has that beer state reputation, there are just as many people who want the fruit of the vine and a growing number of businesses that want to provide it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.